Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I wanted to be sure to read for you the paragraph that outlines what we're going to be doing this Lent. So listen again to this. This year in Lent, we're going to be confronted with the scandal of seven of Jesus' declarations of the I Am. Jesus uses these declarations in the Gospel of John to lead his disciples toward his cross and resurrection. The power of these scandalous declarations is such that they change the disciples' world. Their power is rooted in the Old Testament lesson from Exodus. It's appropriate that our first lesson for Lent on Ash Wednesday comes from the book of Exodus as we consider Lent to be our journey into the wilderness of our 40-day pilgrimage focused on reflection and repentance. This is then followed by our crossing over into the promised land that takes place for us in the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we wander through Lent, we are faced with the outrageous claim that Jesus is I Am. And we too, with the disciples, will learn that the power of who Jesus truly is also transforms us. So we begin today. Today with the understanding that Jesus is revealed as God in this word, Yahweh. Ego eimi. I am. And that is one of the reasons why he is put to death. That'll be seen as we go along in the weeks ahead as we go through these lessons. But know and understand that Jesus' use of I am is a scandal in his day. It's shocking and even rude. It's as if I were to stand up here and describe someone of African-American descent with the N-word. You would be horrified by that, and rightly so. Or if I were to stand up here and try to proclaim to you communism as being Christian, hopefully you would run me out of here on a rail. That's what you should do. It's that scandalous. Perhaps it is shocking, and you wouldn't hear anything more I had to say if I were to do something like that. That shock is what you need to keep in mind as we talk through the I Am sayings of Jesus. When Jesus uses this phrase, it comes right out of the Old Testament reading for tonight, when God answers Moses' question of, "Who should I say sent me?" God's reply is, "Yahweh, I am." In fact, he repeats it and says to Moses, "Tell them, I am that I am." When you study this word, Yahweh, you learn, to me anyway, some fascinating things. First is that it's in the first person, always. God is I am, not I was and not I will be, but I am. God is always now. Always now. God has never not been. That alone stops us in our tracks. Also, when you hear this word Yahweh, you learn that you are hearing God is. There has never been when he was not, and there will never be when he is not. Without God, there is no past, present, or future, because without him, there is no now. He is always now. How many of you have heard of St. Thomas Aquinas? St. Thomas Aquinas. Among other things, he was a leading intellectual and philosopher. And among the things he put forward as true is that the first cause is Yahweh. That idea of first cause must be given a moment of thought. If God is first cause, then all else is derived. There is nothing original besides God. Only God is. Everything else comes from the eternal now, which means that God, and only God, is unique and therefore the only holy thing. Because God is alone unique, only God alone should be worshipped. So, when God answers Moses' question of, "Who should I say sent me?" God says to tell them that the one who alone is creator, initiator, the source of all that is, has sent you. So, why is this important to understand in this Lenten season? It's important because when Jesus uses this phrase, which in the Greek on the front cover of the bulletin is the middle one there, that's ego eimi, and in the English it's I am. When Jesus says this, the Jewish listeners are hearing Jesus essentially say, the God who sent Moses is who I am. I know it sounds odd a little bit to be talking this way. We all think of who we are as, well, I am so-and-so, or I am such-and-such. But when you look into this word Yahweh, you begin to realize that I'm really not. I am is what only God can say, for he is the initiator of all that is. We exist. We are, because he has chosen to make us to be. Now, the Jewish people of Jesus' day, and before then, as well as Orthodox Jews down to today, will not speak this name, Yahweh. They will not do so because, as we read in the Old Testament from Isaiah, we are people of unclean lips. So to speak the name of God with lips that also swear and curse, that lie and deceive, is to cheapen, is to demean, and in so doing to bring shame to that name. Therefore, the Jews would say Adonai, or Lord, as in a master or a ruler. Or they would say Elohim, meaning God in the sense of our creator. But that was not what they would write. They would write the tetragrammaton so as to be faithful to the revelation of God and who he is. The tetragrammaton literally means the four letters. The four letters. That is what's on the front cover of the bulletin, and that we pronounce Yahweh. But so bound to the idea of God's revealed name, the tetragrammaton, as being holy, they would not and still do not speak it. And so, in the Lenten weeks ahead, we're going to look at the ways and the contexts in which Jesus uses this name for himself. What God chose to reveal with his name also is that he is a personal God. He is not wood, he's not stone, he's not metal, he's not a thing that's made with hands. The name of God, Yahweh, is a God who chooses to put his name on our hearts and in our lives, and yes, on our very lips as well. His name brings his presence among us, just as it did when Moses spoke it to the elders of Israel in exile in Egypt. For us, that is comfort as we go through our journey in this foreign land that we live in. We, like the Israelites in Egypt, are sojourners. We're passing through here on this earth. We too, like them, are merely passing by. And like them, we are given the personal name of God to see us through the hardships and trials, all things that come our way. Like the Hebrews of old, we revere and keep as holy the name of God among us. And like them, We are comforted by its living presence among us. And yet, unlike them, we recognize that Jesus is the one true human possessor of that name. Jesus is the only one who can claim it of himself, because he is the only man who is also truly God. And that is also Jesus' offense and scandal, that he is God, and yet he is human. That he is Yahweh, ego eimi, I am, is what, as we will see in the days ahead in Lent, that drives others to put him on the cross. And yet it is only that he is the I am that makes his blood shed on the cross a covering for you and me. For if Jesus is not I am, then we are lost in our sins and trespasses. We thank God that Jesus is Yahweh, and that by him we are redeemed. In his holy name we pray. Amen.